Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. Oh yeah.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Having all these crazy kind of dreams. It's hard to sleep, I can't eat. It's scary, you know.
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seemed like life is getting real strange.
I hear you.
Shoot, anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know when I try to pray, there's this voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. Just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TD Jakes.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. When your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
Every burden I will bear.
See, but you don't know my,
pain.
I'm getting so sick and tired of all. Got laid off and I pop it off the rinse due. So tell me what I gotta gain.
Well, see, trials come to me.
You
storms won't last.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side.
With
the man
do for a
night. And he told me to tell you everything.
Everything's gonna be alright.
So thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say hi. You're on the cover of Time magazine.
See, but you're looking at now and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine too. I've had some mountains, I've seen some valleys, I've even had to cry sometimes. Like when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. See, life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm won't last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew. It was his love that kept me strong. When your smile is gone,
I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
And I'm getting very sick and tired of all this. I just got laid off and to top it off the rinse due. So tell me, Bishop, what I gotta gain?
Didn't I tell you trials come to me? And those old storms.
But how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, there's something you got to know. God still cares. He told me to tell you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Anytime.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father.
Father.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please help me.
Please help me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
My heart.
My heart.
My soul.
My soul.
Please take.
Please take.
Control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
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 When you feel so alone,
although your heart is heavy,
and even in the midst of all of you, and when you're sick and tired of all the rain, remember.
Christ Jesus, you got so much to gain.
You see, the trials come to make it, and the storms won't last.
Remember, my brother, my sister, it's only temporary.
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go,
there's something you've got to know.
God is still there.
We've been made to survive.
He told me to tell you.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight back over here on We Talk Radio Network. It's the E-Man After Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Mandy's in the building with me. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, man, we just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor Show, and we are over here on We Talk Radio Network. Want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone line, that's coming in on the network on tonight. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Happy Father's Day to all the great fathers out there. Hopefully you have had a blessed Father's Day on today. Man, it's Father's Day. We are celebrating all the great and honoring fathers on tonight. Man, it's gospel night here on the E-Man After Show. It's Father's Day over here on the E-Man After Show. And it's Juneteenth over here on the E-Man After Show.
Yes, it is. So happy Juneteenth to everyone.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you that's coming in on the network because, man, we are all around the globe. We want to thank you guys that join this network each and every day. Why? Because we're celebrating 13 years over here on We Talk Radio Network.
That's right, 13 years.
Yeah, man, this station has been around for 13 years. Shout out to the owner and founder, Ms. Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
We want to appreciate you and the hard work that you are doing over here on We Talk Radio Network to give us a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, to sit down here and bring you guys some good news.
Yeah.
To uplift you in some type of way, encourage you. And we try to do that over here on the E-Man After Show.
That's right.
Listen, if you want to follow this great network, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. Because why? We're on all social media. Man, help me out with some of them social media platforms.
Okay, just to name a few, we are on Deezer, Podcast Addict, Listen Notes, Player FM, Amazon Music, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, and iHeartRadio.
Yeah, so you can go to all of those apps and download them, and you can check out We Talk Radio Network, you know, on all of those apps, man. You would enjoy the show. I love checking it out on Spotify. And then you can follow us, man. We have a YouTube channel. You can also follow us at We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
Yes, you would just hit that subscribe button. Also, you want to make sure that you hit the notification bell so that you can be notified when We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yeah, man, and we want to appreciate all of you guys because we're heard all around the globe. Yeah, this is your favorite listening station. You guys are making us number one. We want to appreciate it to all the different countries that listen to the United States, United Kingdom, Brazil. I think I said, what is it, Brazil?
Brazil.
And then South Korea and Canada and China. All you guys that listen all around the globe to We Talk Radio Network, we want to appreciate you.
Yes.
Want to shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lack. Brand new day. Just went off just a minute ago. Want to appreciate them over there. Shout out to Pastor. Happy Father's Day, Pastor Jeremy Glenn, if you're listening out there. Yeah, shout out to DB, Destiny Brown, Friday Night Hypes, and then Miss Riley of the Riley Show. To all of you over here that makes this network a Got a lot of great things that's coming down the pipe, a lot of great things that's going on. Man, we've been celebrating all weekend because it's Juneteenth weekend, man, and it's Father's Day weekend, and we've been ripping and running. Man, they've been going one way, and I've been going another.
That's right.
Those of you know, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and on yesterday, yeah, we had an awesome segment over at the Potter's House Church of Dallas. Bishop T.D. Jakes, man, he called all the men together. They call it Fatherhood Saturday. And men, it had to be over 2,000 men up in there yesterday.
So awesome.
You know, it's just a sea of men come out to hear what the bishop had to say on yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Saluting and celebrating fathers, talking to all the men.
Yeah.
It was an awesome day. And then right after that, we left there and we ended up over in the Plano area, Plano, Texas, where we did an outreach out there. Well, not an outreach. We did a Juneteenth celebration with Douglas Vision.
Plano, yes.
Yes, Douglas Vision of Plano. It was such a great event out there. And, man, tell me a little bit about it, because we kind of caught the end of it, man.
Yeah, so we out there at Douglas Vision of Plano, we had the Juneteenth celebration. And so they had multiple vendors, and people with businesses came out, and they set up booths, and we had the food trucks out there, and giveaways. A lot of toys were given away on yesterday, and people just came out to celebrate. Also, we had the mayor of Plano out on yesterday. We had the chief police out, and just a lot of different supporters, and we were able to tell about Juneteenth, why we come out to celebrate Juneteenth, and also we were able to talk about people such as the great Maya Angelou, also just represent the city of Plano. So
right,
shout
right.
out to the city of Plano, because they really came out on yesterday to support their community. Absolutely love it, E-Man, because with the city of Plano, all different people just come out, you
right,
know, different
right.
people from different races, different ethnicities, background, you know, they mm-hmm. come out and support the community. So there was a lot of support on yesterday. It was certainly hot outside, you know, fighting the humidity.
Right, right.
Also, if so many people came by, you know, for bottles of water, so they had lots of water stands out on yesterday.
Yes.
But, so people were promoting their businesses. They mm-hmm. were letting people know about different jobs and things of that nature, and just educating people about Juneteenth.
Yes, and so that's Douglas Vision over in the Plano. And so after we left the Potter's House, we rushed out there and caught the last little bit of that. And so I know you did Still I Rise, right, man?
I did the Maya Angelou poem, so, yeah. as you stated, Still I Rise. And it was really good. A shout out to the DJ from yesterday, because as I began to recite the poem, mm-hmm. he played soft music under me. So it was really good. Turned out really good.
Well, so hopefully you guys have had a blessed weekend, you know, celebrating Juneteenth and Father's Day weekend. It's Father's Day.
It is.
And we're saluting fathers over here on the E-Man After Show on tonight. So if you want to honor your father, first of all, let's honor our Heavenly Father. You know, we honor our Heavenly Father first and foremost.
Right.
But we're talking about your living Father on earth.
Uh-huh.
If you want to honor your father, if he's living or past,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. You can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation
right.
on tonight. Also at 9:35, we have Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
Yes, if you are in need of encouragement, or if you know someone that's in need of encouragement, have them to log in to the E-Man After Show. Once again, we have Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. You do not want to miss.
Yes, and so a lot of people are off on tomorrow. I know we're off on tomorrow.
Yes.
And so what are you doing on tomorrow for Juneteenth? We know we have a Oprah's Walk, a Freedom Walk out over in Fort Worth, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you over there in Fort Part of Worth, we're coming to Fort Worth on tomorrow. It's Oprah's Walk, it's Freedom Walk. And a lot of you know she's the grandmother of Juneteenth.
Yeah.
You know, man, she submitted 1.5 million signatures.
Yes, she did.
To Joe Biden, and man, he ended up signing the bill to make Juneteenth a holiday.
Yes, and it is certainly a holiday. So the majority of people, especially for those of you that may work for the government and things of that nature, you are off tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you want to join us out at the Fort Worth at the walk tomorrow, she's been doing this walk for several years on tomorrow. It's called Freedom Walk. You'll be able to walk 2.5 miles on tomorrow, you know, just to continue to honor Juneteenth. And so what are you doing for Juneteenth tomorrow? Are you off? Or are you celebrating in any type of way? Are you resting? But tonight we're honoring fathers. Man, it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Once again, we had a great time at the Potter's House on yesterday. Man, I tell you, the men that showed up at it, like I said, it had to be over 2,000 men there. And delivering that T.D. Jakes, Bishop Jakes, my pastor, did, it was off the chain.
Right.
Yeah, he spoke to a lot of men's heart, and he kind of finished it up today in service on today.
So awesome.
He said a word on today, it's worth waiting. Yes, and just been a great weekend, and to all of you, hopefully you have had a blessed weekend in some type of way. If you haven't called your father today, you still got time if he's living, you know, because, you know, well, once again, that stigma when it comes Father Day, you know, you can't find nobody. You know, a lot of fathers sit around and wait on a phone call, may not get it. You know what I'm saying? May get it tomorrow, you know.
Right.
But we want to continue to honor our fathers on tonight. You know, if you want to hit option one as you call in, people are calling in. The network is lit up. We're broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And then they also got a concert tonight over here in the Grand Prairie area. I think Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle is here tonight.
Okay. Yes,
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, they are. Over at, what is it, Texas Thrust, they call it now? Over in Grand Prairie, Texas. And maybe a lot of people out there are celebrating Juneteenth and honoring their fathers.
Right.
And so we want to appreciate all of you that's, I guess you didn't make the concert or you hanging around. It got late night tonight, you know, and you're joining the We Talk Radio family.
Yes.
You know, and so we want to appreciate you guys that's coming in on the network, that's coming in on the phone lines. Why? Because it's gospel night as well. You know, man, I did blues night. I did comedy night.
Jazz.
I did jazz night. And so I had to get some gospel in there. So it's gospel night. Some of these songs you're going to remember and some of them you're not.
Right.
Yeah, we're gonna bless your heart with some good old gospel, what they call that old good old gospel music.
Right.
You know, I don't know if they hymns, but they some good music. So we're going to bless you with that on tonight. And if you want to honor your father, living or dead, we're talking about your earthly father. Because we recognize God is our heavenly father. And we honor our heavenly father in everything that we do. Because he said in all things, you know, acknowledge him in all our ways. So we want to acknowledge him first and foremost. And then we're going to have our segment at 9:35. So all of you, the phone lines are lit up. They are lighting up. The network is lit up. Thank you to all of you that go back and listen to the E-Man After Show. Man, the numbers are looking great. I want to appreciate you guys that come in every Sunday night and listen all around the globe. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. You want to check her out on Monday night. It's the Unplugged Show with Miss Kia Davis.
Right.
Yeah, she has a hot topic panel. They have a great show over on that particular show. And, to Deanne Lack and Emily Blue, Brand New Day. You got Pastor Jeremy Glenn that gives shout out to all of those that make up this great network. But this, you got the E-Man After Show on tonight. Listen, we want to appreciate you guys, but man, we're going to get into some gospel music, Mandy. You know, we're going to give you some gospel music, then we're going to come back. If you want to hit option one and want to come in and honor your father on tonight, you are able to do that. Why? Because we salute all the fathers out there. We honor you. Just keep on staying on the wall. And to I was reading that. It never fails. It amazes me when I tell people to call in and they call my phone. Then you call 563-999-3533. Somebody already hit option one. Let's see who this is real quick, Mandy.
Okay.
Last four numbers, 9079. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hey, happy Father's Day to the world's greatest father out there. This is the one and only Eldridge Lefferson Jr.
All right.
Oh, hey, little Eldridge, how you doing? Man, I can't even recognize your voice. You
right?
You done made it back to town? You done made it in town? How you doing, son?
Yeah, I just made it back. I literally just made it back.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm
this is my...
Book by...
Huh?
What
you say? I've let the listeners know this is my only begotten son. This is Eldridge the second, and he just flew back in town. He's been out, and so you just made it back, son?
I literally just made it back.
Oh, well, you have to catch your daddy's show, huh?
Just to catch my daddy's show.
Oh, okay. Okay, how you doing, man?
I just wanted to call and tell you on your show, Happy Father's Day, Daddy. I love you.
I love you too, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. You got any money for me?
Yeah, I got a couple dollars for you.
We'll see you
tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Eldridge.
Hey, Miss Mandy. How you doing?
I'm well. It's good to hear your voice. Glad you made it back safely.
Yes, yes. I'll be by there either sometime this week or next week. I'm going to Florida on Wednesday, so I'll be by there to see y'all sometime this week or next week.
Okay. Well, we miss you, so we're excited.
I miss y'all
to see
too.
You.
I can't wait to see y'all.
We'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully, I'm off tomorrow.
Oh yeah, all right. Well, yeah. We'll catch up tomorrow. I just wanted to call and tell you Happy Father's Day, though. You know, I don't want to hold this. I know this ain't your show. This ain't a conversation. So.
All right. Well, I love you.
This ain't a regular talk, and you know they charging me by the minute, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got plenty of money. You can pay for it. Well, I appreciate you, and I'll call you after the show.
All right, Daddy.
All right, love you. All right, peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my only begotten son. He's the second. That's Little Eldridge, and he's an athlete. He's in the NFL, and he did his summer league over in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
You know, and now he's getting ready to fly out to Miami, Florida, because that's who he played for, the Miami Dolphins. So I want to appreciate him for calling in. I know he called me earlier and said that his plane got delayed and they just touched down, so he just calling in. I want to appreciate him for that, and he's just a fine young man, just doing a great job,
is.
And we salute and celebrate. He ain't a father, but want to appreciate all the hard work that he does and making sure he take care of his daddy. But man, it's gospel night.
It is gospel night, Eman.
Mm-hmm. Let's go into some of this gospel. Some of this good music. Those of you that didn't get in church today, you want to shout, you know, listen, turn up the radio, turn up the network, and let's go into some gospel. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Y'all hear that?
All of my health comes from the Lord.
to glorify.
This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes. It's all of my help. It's gospel night over here on the E-Man After Show. It's Father's Day. It's gospel night. It's Juneteenth celebration weekend. Want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight, coming in on the network. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back, man. We're back. We're back. We're back.
We are back. We're celebrating fathers on tonight.
Yeah.
So if you would like to celebrate your father, if he's living or deceased, give us a call tonight and press option one and we'll bring you in.
Yeah, you can call us at 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to and hit option one, that's number one on your phone. If you want to honor your father, living or dead, you can hit option one. And listen, at 9:35, we have encouragement for the soul. Got a great segment, Deacon Fred Bell, you know, he sent me a great segment over, and he's going to be honoring fathers just as well. And so we want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, on the network. Want to thank my son. He called me from the airport, he said.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he fly around a whole lot, you know, he's in and out of the air quite a bit. And so I want to appreciate him. Want to appreciate all of you that's texting me. Shout out to each and every one of you that text me. Happy Father's Day. And want to salute all of you guys. The phone lines are lit up. Amen. Hopefully you have had a blessed, marvelous day. We're down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And, man, they're over in Fort Porter Worth on tomorrow. They have the Freedom Walk.
They do have the Freedom Walk. Amen.
Yes, by Oprah Lee. Oprah Lee. Yeah, on tomorrow. She does the Freedom Walk. She's 95 years old.
She is 95 years old. And for those of you that may not know, Miss Oprah, she had over, 1.5 million
signatures
signed, you know, in order for Juneteenth to become a holiday, know, and Joe Biden, you know, of course, he approved it. And so this is why we are now, those of you that a lot of us are off of work on Juneteenth, because here in Dallas, Texas, we've always celebrated Juneteenth. For those of you that know the history, Texas was the state that when the rest of the world, especially up north, when they were freed as slaves, we were not freed. And we supposed to have been free, but the slave masters did not make the Texans aware.
Right.
So this is why we celebrate Juneteenth, because we were declared free on June 19th.
Yes. And so, you know, Miss Oprah Lee, you man, she's 95 years old. She's a former school teacher. I didn't know that.
Mm.
Yeah, she's a former educator. She's a school teacher. She's a mother of four. And she walked she's calling them a freedom walk. And she's walking 2.5 miles, you know, every Juneteenth just to continue, you know, the struggle. And, man, she walked over 2.5 miles to, you know, she walked from, it looked like it's saying from Fort Worth to Washington, D.C. And, man, she had 1.5 million signatures. And, man, Joe Biden, he signed that bill. I think they gave her the pen that he signed the bill with.
Right.
And so, listen, just like Bishop Jakes was saying on today, and then he was talking to us men on yesterday, you know, every president, this is why you shouldn't say, you know, a lot of people look at when they get 50 and 60, they go somewhere and sit down. Every president we got is older than all of us. You know what I'm saying? It's not a president that I know have ever been in office that's been under the age of 70. Mm. You know, Barack Obama probably is the youngest president he was.
Yes.
And so this is why you can't throw in the towel. You can't lay down and die, because you have a lot of life left in you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everything that you thought you was going to do and you need to do, you know, because I tell you, I'm 62 and I'm enjoying my best life. At 62 years old, I ain't tired at all. I ain't beat down. I ain't woe down. You know, a lot of people even ask me, and you that men, they always ask me, man, how y'all do all this stuff? You just going and going, because, you know, I think as you get older, you get vibrant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think when you go home and sit down, you start getting stiff.
Right.
I ain't planning on sitting down no time soon.
I definitely watch you, you know, as we're going. And I mean, when I'm 62, I pray that I have as much stamina and energy as you do.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot. You definitely have a lot of go in you.
Yes. And so we got a lot to do. And, you know, just like we was over at the mill at the Potter's house yesterday, and the young man that was, you know, he was a speaker that deal with suicide, and he was talking to him. He said, you know, a lot of times men give up on their dreams and they give up on their aspirations. And most of the time you'll go somewhere and wither up and die.
Right.
But I ain't planning on withering up and dying no time soon.
That's right.
You know, I don't know when God got my number now, but I hope it ain't no time soon, because I got a whole lot to do and need to get done and gonna get it done. Why? Because, you know, every day that I put my foot on the ground, you know, I'm not, you know how some people, we got 1 minute before we go to our segment. You know how some people just existed in life. They don't know purpose. They don't know why they here. They don't know. And somebody, young man out there tonight, or all of you that's listening around the globe and around the network, your solely purpose may just be, your purpose may just be to be a good father.
True.
God may just have you on this earth to be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what God has you on this earth for, if you don't discover what your purpose is, you'll just keep, you know what I'm saying, existing in life.
Existing.
You know, it may just be, God may have you here just to see people, to know that you're a good husband.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so when once you tap into knowing where your purpose is and knowing who you are, at the end of the day, you will be vibrant because you got a whole lot of work to do. You got a whole lot of things to get accomplished. But ladies and gentlemen, those of you, we see you flagging on the phone line. You stay right there. We're going to come right back to you. But we got a segment to do. And it's a call. What is it called, man?
It's Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell.
Yeah, and this young man, he always have an encouraging word for us. So
yes.
Let's go to Fred Bell, a segment, Encouragement for the Soul. Happy Father's Day to you, Fred Bell.
Happy Father's Day.
And we see you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that's on the phone line on tonight. I'm trying to scroll down and see if I can find some familiar numbers. The phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. Man, we'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Tonight we celebrate Father's Day. And I'm here to encourage any father out there tonight who's feeling less than. And why I say that? Because Father's Day is not celebrated like Mother's Day. And there may be a father out there tonight who did not get a gift, who did not get a phone call. But let me let you know something. Did you know the role of a father originated with God himself? That's right, our Heavenly Father made this divine role a calling, because becoming a father, a grandfather, a foster father is an opportunity to become like God, to love and care for children as God loves and cares for us. Now, I can speak on firsthand knowledge that my father was not in my life. But I had uncles, I had cousins who stepped up and took the role of a father. Now there may be someone out there tonight who's not in their children's lives. Not because you don't want to be, because of circumstances that may be preventing you. But I'm here to let you know that God created the man as the head. We have the opportunity to not only be the fathers of our own kids, but we also can be the father of other kids. Meaning we can coach. There's kids in our churches. There's kids in our neighborhoods. So maybe you're not in your kid's life, but you have the opportunity to bring up someone else's child. Step up and take that role. Now we may look at the day of Father's Day as being less than. Maybe because the world does not give us the credit that's due to us. But as I said, God did what? God originated this. So therefore, don't look at what the world sees as fathers. Look at how God sees you as a father. And just follow his example. All we have to do is love. But tonight is a celebration of all the fathers that's listening tonight. You are a great man. Let no one tell you different. Because you are a father. Step up and take the role. If you're not in a kid's life or your own kids, today is the perfect day to start. To be the father that God ordained you to be. And I hope this message encouraged someone to continue on, to not give up the fight. Go back and win your kids' love back. And if your father was not in your life, give him a call. You can send him a gift. Because hearing your voice may be the perfect gift. Because regardless of any gift we can receive, no one can give us a better gift than God being the father of us all. Because he gave us life. And he gave us the opportunity to be the man that he wants us to be. So tonight, I wish each and every man out there a happy Father's Day. I hope this word encouraged someone tonight. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired. With encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Amen. Let's do it. Come on. I see you clapping. Come on. Yes, sir.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. Removes all pain, misery and strife. Promise to keep me, never to leave me. He's never ever come short of his word. I've got to fight and pray, stay in the night and keep my life. Oh!
practice your testimony. I need you to practice harder today. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, say it. Yeah, yeah,
Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we...
Mic sounds like check one. Show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. It's gospel night over here on the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
And, man, we are sitting back enjoying the good old music. As they would say, man, it's Father's Day.
It is
Father's Day. Man, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. The phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up.
Uh-huh.
Man, whatever you're doing on tonight, hopefully you have called your father. How many? We got 2 more hours. You haven't called your father. If he's living, you got 2 hours to call him.
Yes, call your father.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate all you guys that's coming in on the network, that's coming around the phone lines, because we're broadcasting this show all around the globe.
Yes.
And it's daytime somewhere, it's evening time somewhere, it's nighttime somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So people are steady coming in. And we want to appreciate you guys for coming in and hanging out with me and Mandy. That's Mandy right over there.
Hey.
That's my little chocolate chip.
Yes.
We have had a blessed weekend. Man, we've been running all weekend, man. Well, our schedules are so full. Man, what else can we put on our schedule?
So
Jesus
true.
Christ. And so we want to appreciate all of you guys that follow us in each and every Sunday evening. We want to shout out to Miss Kia Davis. She allowed us to sit here every Sunday night. Shout out to Deacon Fred Bell. What an encouraging word to all the fathers out there. And shout out to all of you that call in and listen to that great thing. We want to pray. He's doing a great job. Shout out to you. Happy Father's Day to you, to Deacon Fred Bell, to all of you that's on the phone lines. I stopped strolling because, you know, when we're in break, I'll be doing a whole lot of other stuff. And so I want to appreciate those of you that, you know, I go on the back line and people don't want to come in.
Yeah.
And so they tell me, I got to tell y'all to hit option one. I just can't bring you in no more. They say, make them hit option one, E-Man, because, you know, people be on mute. They be, you know, doing some of everything. So now they tell them to hit option one. If they hit option one, they tell me in the meeting, that means they listening to the show if they hit option one.
Right.
You know, so if you want to salute your father on tonight, if you want to, you know, celebrate your father, living or dead, you want to honor him in some type of way, hit option one. So someone hit option one. And let's bring this caller in. Last four, number seven, 7409. You're on the E-Man After Show. 7409, you're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Bishop Thomas.
Hi, Bishop Thomas. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing today? Happy Father's Day to my sons and to my daughter.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, happy Father's Day, man. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, unapologetic about it, Bishop.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just good to see another Father's Day. I just thank God today that my father wasn't able to see another Father's Day. God took him home last year. And not only him, they took my God took my son home too.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't able to see another Father's Day either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those that have fathers out here, cherish your father while they're living. Give me a flower while they're living.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And appreciate. You know, they may not have done all that you want them to do, had to do. Listen to Dr. Bishop Jake yesterday. A lot of things he said make sense about men that came up in the 50s, 60s, and 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s. That's what that was the difference for them.
Right, right.
Compared to today in the 20th century and 30th century. So, you know, you got to understand where they came from, their background. I like when you say that. But that's a lot of truth to it.
Yes, sir.
I came up in the old school. I understand a little more about it, but I understand the millennia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't good at it. Good at the computers now.
Right,
but I thank God that everybody who has a father appreciating and their father and their grandfather to live appreciate them. Give them the flower while they live. Me and Phil still here for a purpose. We all have purpose.
Yes,
sir. God calls home. You know, you can't see him no more. So I just thank God for my father, all that he has taught me, all that I have learned from him. And he set the example for not only me, but my two brothers and my female cousin, as well as the female cousin. He set a standard for all of us.
Yes,
and not only them, but other young men as well. So mm-hmm. he was a very inspiration to men in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
People know him all over Nashville and probably other places that I didn't even know. But he was being a pastor, a PK kid, being a pastor 25 years before the Lord took me home, in the ministry over 50. So he knew a lot of people in different industry, the business, different stuff. They knew him. They knew he worked ethics and everything. So
mm-hmm.
I just say to all the fathers, young and older. Older, I say this, let's encourage the younger one.
Younger, let's listen
to the old men that been around. If you ain't been around block a couple times, listen to somebody. They trying to help you with good advice. I didn't get here overnight. I'm 64 years old. And mm-hmm. I know what Bishop is talking about because I'll be 65 this year. Lord, say the same.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen to us, and we trying to just help you. Not to harm you, but help you.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, yes.
All young and old, and grandfather and great-grandfather, blessing to all of y'all. God bless you, my son. Y'all doing a great job over there.
Well, thank you, sir.
Good work. Thank you. And happy Father's Day again.
We appreciate you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, good night. Well, that's Bishop Fred Thomas. We want to thank him for calling in. What's the ministry, Mandy? You can't even think right now neither, huh?
International Faith Family Covenant Fellowship.
Well, thank you, Bishop Fred, for the encouraging words. And, it sounded like he chimed in to listen to Bishop Jakes. That was a powerful word Bishop Jakes did on today.
Yes.
You know, and... those of you, you already know I'm a member of the Potter's House, and we members of the, I keep saying I, but my wife is too.
right.
And so, yesterday, we went over to the Potter's House on yesterday, and they called it Brotherhood, Fatherhood Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And, man, we had over 2,000, a good 2,000. They gave the number of the day. They said it was over 2,000 men in there yesterday. And it was just an encouraging word that Bishop Jakes did on yesterday. He was uncut and raw yesterday.
That's all right. That's what's needed.
Yeah. Bishop Jakes said, hell, I'm tired of all you church folks.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. He took it there yesterday, you know, because, it was just one of those kind of teachings where, and that's all I was sharing yesterday with some brothers yesterday. That's what the E-Man Show is all about,
mm-hmm.
because if we can't be real men,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're not talking about you trying to portray and be Christian men. We're
right.
talking about real men.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And even though we are Christians, but we are men first.
Uh-huh.
And so he blessed our hearts in teaching us. You know, you run around here talking about you're a Christian man. Are you a man first? You know, and so it was just a great, powerful man. I mean, when he got, then he kind of went raw today.
Okay.
You know, he went a little raw in his sermon today, you know. So shout out to you, Bishop Thomas Dexter J. Sr., if you're listening. But it's the E-Man After Show. It's Father's Day. Is what else we got? Juneteenth we're celebrating.
Yes.
What else we celebrating on tonight? We got Mandy, you supposed to have your notes out over there. You're gonna be Jesus Christ.
It's gospel night.
Golly.
It is gospel night on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, we just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show, and I see Fred Bell just came in. Let me
mm-hmm.
bring him in. Deacon Fred Bell. Happy Father's Day to you, Deacon Fred
Happy
Bell.
Happy Father's Day.
All right, but same to y'all. Well, same to you.
Come out of the bathroom. Happy Father's Day to you, brother. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you just listened to the segment earlier, this is the young man that does those segments. Appreciate just an awesome segment to the fathers on tonight, because we're saluting fathers and giving you a little gospel music. And Deacon Fred Bell, we'll talk. He's a deacon of his church over at Love and Fellowship. Shout out to your pastor, Pastor Michael D. Sneed. Happy Father's Day to you, sir, if you're listening. We're talking about Juneteenth just as well. What are you doing for Juneteenth on tomorrow, Fred?
I think we got to work. But as far as I know, I ain't really doing it tomorrow. I might barbecue if my wife wants me to.
Oh, okay. Well, man, y'all celebrate. We got a big walk over in Fort Worth. You know, Oprah Lee, she, the 95-year-old grandmother of Juneteenth, she is doing a 2.5-mile walk on tomorrow, starting over there in Fort Worth. And so, you know, we'll be doing a little bit of that on tomorrow. So hopefully you guys are going to be celebrating in some type of way because we's are free now. Eyes are free now. Nigga Fred Bell, eyes are free now. So I'm gonna keep the movement moving. Well, man, we just want to salute you and say happy. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you coming in on the phone lines. Well, you're on the phone line. You can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation. If you just, Fred, you want to honor your father, you want to honor any father, we know you did it in the segment, but you can do it live if you like, sir.
Oh, I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Because I was talking today in Bible study, Sunday school, and I was telling you know how we probably can go anywhere and get a seat anywhere because fathers are not actually honored like the mothers. I said, but you are important because, like I said in my segment, God ordained you as the head. So therefore, you know, don't take your role less than because, you know, they put the mothers ahead, but you are the most important.
Right, right. Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. And you got to and you got to know that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You definitely got to know that. Okay, we lost, you know, his phone dropped. He'll call us back. Definitely got to know that. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you are the head and you are just like we was in the session on yesterday, man, did Jesus Christ. Just like we was in the session on yesterday, as Bishop Jake was talking and alluding to us, you know, the challenges that we have, it's good in all of us. It's bad in all of us. It's giving up in all of us. Fred Bell is back. We lost him. Let me bring him back. You back with us, Fred?
Your
phone dropped. Yes. And I was just sharing with the listeners and me and how yesterday we did the DLO at the Potter's House, and Bishop was talking about, you know, being vibrant and the strength we have in us, the good we have in us, the bad we have in us, no matter what we think we are and what we have done, we got to remember just as a man, just as you were saying before we lost your Deacon Fred Bell, you got to know that. You got to know that you've been gifted and you got to recognize your purpose because everybody's purpose is different, you know. He was talking to us, me and Fred, on yesterday. Some man's purpose is just to be, God put him on the earth just to be a good father. You understand what I'm saying? Just to be a good brother, just to be a good son. You know, that's, and so until you recognize what your purpose is and what your calling is, you know, we call to do a whole lot of different stuff. We have giftings and talents to do a whole lot of stuff. But if you don't recognize, you're just taking up space if you don't figure out what your purpose is. And like he was saying on yesterday, we'll forever be as men until we get on up out of here. Because, you know, a lot of times to those of you guys on the network and listening all around the globe, a lot of times we get to a certain age and we want to sit down, you know. And you really don't start living till after you get 50 and 60. You know, Fred, I was sharing with them even on the Man to the Mentor show, you know, I'm vibrant. I ain't withering up and die no time soon. you understand what I'm saying? You know why? Because a lot of people, they'll go down and sit down on their dreams. If it don't happen for them this year, next year they'll give up. You just got to keep getting up every morning. Because we was talking about, you know, I was telling them about my father. You know, what these young people call grind today, Fred Bell. They ain't getting out of the bed at 12 o'clock. We used to grind early.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't laying in the bed at 12 o'clock to get nothing done. No shade or nothing like that. But, you know, half of your day, my day start early every morning, you know, and I go some long days and I run a bus around. I run a circle around a lot of these young people because they tired every 2 hours, you know, man. And so, but we're just encouraging you young men out there, as Bishop Fred was on the other line, encouraging you young men even in the segment, you just got to know who you are and know whose you are and know you vibrant, know you got a purpose and discover whatever your purpose is. Your purpose may not be to preach in a pulpit. That may not be your purpose. That may not be why God have you here. Your purpose not, might need, you know, to start no type of ministry. Your purpose may be just to start a hot dog stand. You understand? To be an entrepreneur. you know, shout out to Tyler Perry. Just you know, he already on VH1,
mm-hmm.
and now he on BET.
All right. Yeah.
His purpose, it's clear his purpose was to be an owner where he can employ people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And he found that niche and that mm-hmm. gift and that calling. And now he's employing people, you know, just left and right, because one of the first black men, I mean, it's been 20 years since BET been owned by someone black. And so when we look at and we see these great networks that, even this one that we're on, black-owned network that we're on, he discovered what his purpose was,
mm-hmm.
and he's walking out his purpose. Yeah. So this, to all you men out there, I mean, Deacon Fred Bell, he know what his purpose is. And if he don't know, these segments he's been writing is definitely a purpose. You understand? Because his purpose is for somebody. It's some man that listen to these segments. He's gonna put it in a book. How that book coming, Dr. Fred? That book on his way?
I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I tell you, keep on working on it.
Yes.
You know, because you'll see it come to fruition, because you got to know it's for the next generation.
Right.
You may write it, you may publish it, you may put it out, but you may be long gone when your grandbabies are reading it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so your purpose may be in writing. That's why I was trying to go with this, because he writes segments.
Right.
You know, everybody, we're not all called to do what they call in church, just church stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're called to do a whole lot. Our purpose is to do a whole lot of things. You know what I'm saying? And once you discover that, you walk in that.
Right.
You know, we honor God, we put him mm-hmm. first, and we do what we call to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so to that man, that young man out there, you know, that... you know, you may have a trade. You may not. You may didn't go to school to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, if you go get your trade, being an engineer, you know, cutting hair,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a licensed plumber, you understand what I'm saying? You'll forever work.
Right.
Why? Because you have so many different talents out there, and a lot of these young men today, you know, they're trying to find their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so don't give up, don't give in, because Fred Bell, I'm gonna keep on to that book come out. I'm gonna ask you that all the time. Why? Because
okay.
it's the purpose. It is for that young person. Because see, what we're doing now in our 60s is for this generation that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
These STEAM programs and robotics that's going on. You're the next engineer. You know, I know Fred Bell is probably younger than me, but to put his footprint in the sand, all these segments that he wrote,
yes.
that he put in a book to encourage himself, it's going to be some young man, some young girl going to pick that book up, may not never know, who, just like we do these shows, mm-hmm. we all around the globe, we'll never meet these people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right.
And so, mm-hmm.
It makes me think about taking a step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking the initiative, taking the step, because even like when I think about Fred Bell, you know, and pursuing his book. Well, when Fred Bell began writing, if it was segments, if it was words of encouragement,
mm-hmm.
however that looks, he had already the book had already been written at that time. It just needed to be manifested, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just think about when you talk to young men, Iman, and you're telling them you can do A, B, C, and D, it's taking that step. Because
a lot
of times with a lot of us, a lot of things that we have done, we've taken a step, and after walking it, you know, our journey out, we've seen the product, you know. So sometimes when we just be obedient, or we just follow, you know, our passions,
mm-hmm.
the end goal is totally different from what it looked at. Looked like at the beginning.
Right.
We just didn't know that. We just didn't know the purpose to the in its fullness to what we were called to do.
Because you know, Fred, my purpose is talking. I've been talking a whole. Because I remember when we went over to you know, y'all right man over there. Bless my wife, poor heart. You know, she'd be going through. You know,
I'm good.
I remember when I was in college and I went over to TSU radio station.
Uh-huh.
You know, but before I went to college, you know, we had a station over here called K104,
right,
and all, and I was just fascinated with all that. And I remember we used to do CBs and equalizers and put all that stuff in your car. You know, so. You know, I was always fascinated with just talking, like, you know, talking on the mic and mm-hmm. doing that type of stuff. So my first opportunity was down at Texas Southern University when I went over there and I sat in, and she was Yolanda Adams Yo-Yo at that time. People didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a show, and she became Miss TSU, you know, and I was sitting there and sneak over there. We would lead a yard, and I'd go over there and just sit there and watch them. And I just got fascinated. I said, one day I'm going to be a radio personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came back to Dallas, I ended up out of K104 and KKDA and set up under the great Tom Joyner and all of those type. And so now I've been in radio for a while.
Right.
I remember my first internet show back in the early 1998. 99. It was, you know, I was the producer and co-host of the Coco Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in that time, and internet was just coming on the scene. And I remember the young man Fred telling us at this time, and he was talking. He said, "Listen, internet is going to be all. This market is going to be all. We couldn't see it then." And I'm kind of going where you're going, man, when you was talking about writing, and a person can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't see this kind of market back then, because you had mainstream, like your local station.
Right.
But right now, this particular show is being heard all around the globe.
As a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
I know back in broadcasting school, people mm-hmm. would kind of like, you know, make fun of internet radio, because at that time it wasn't popular, right?
Right, right, right.
And people would make fun, and, you know, it was just kind of like it was just something to do.
Right, right.
And now look at it, internet radio is the way to go.
It's the number one marketing. I mean... Because why? It puts you, I mean, even when they talk about preaching the gospel,
right?
A lot of people thought a lot of these preachers thought they were going to have to travel
mm-hmm.
around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a clue that God had to set up that by a click of a button, you would be all around. Right now, we're
right.
heard in Canada. Right now, we're heard in United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
South Korea.
Yes.
In Canada. You know, and what is it, Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
We're heard all around the globe right now.
Right.
And
right.
So who would have thunk that, you know, that you're back with the thread. You know, who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
But we are. Sound like you're moving around, Dr. Fred. We're glad to have you on tonight, man. We ain't gonna hold you up. We want to appreciate you, all that you're doing, sir. Keep those segments coming in, and I'm going to stay on you about that book until it come out.
All right. Yeah.
All righty, sir. Well, we'll be talking to you soon. Tell your wife you said hello and peace.
I sure will.
Happy Father's Day.
Y'all have a good night.
You as well.
Mm-hmm. And so the phone lines are lit up. If you guys want to hit option one, we will bring you in. If you want to honor your father, we're going to take one more break, though. We're going to take this another break, man. Then when we come back, we'll get ready to wrap this show up. You guys that's on the phone lines, I'm strolling down. You can hit option one. We will bring you in if you want to honor your father on tonight. If you want to, living or dead, you know, I know your father meant something to you. And so
we
want to appreciate all of you guys. We got to take one more break, man, and then we'll come back and wrap this show up. Y'all guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show, I think, man, right after this here. We'll be back. Right after this, I'm trying to see where we at. All right.
Come on, come on.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, Kirk. I need to speak to Bishop.
Sure, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. Lately, Pastor, I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams.
Mm.
It's hard to sleep, I can't eat. Scary, you know.
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seemed like life is getting real strange.
I hear you.
Shoot, anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know, when I try to pray, there's this voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. See, just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TDJ.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. When your smile is gone.
Yeah,
so long. Although your heart is heavy, God said, I'm getting so sick and tired of all. I just got laid off and I topped it off the rent's due. So tell me what I gotta gain.
Well, see, trials come to me. Storms won't last.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side.
And
he told me to tell you everything.
Everything's gonna be alright.
So thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say hi. You're on the cover of Time magazine.
See, but you're looking at now and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine too. I've had some mountains, I've seen some valleys, I've even had to cry sometimes. Back when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. See, life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm won't last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew. It was his love that kept me strong.
When your smile is gone, I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
And I'm getting very sick and tired of all this. I just got laid off and the top it off the rinse due. So tell me, Bishop, what I gotta gain.
Didn't I tell you trials come to me? And those old storms.
But how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, there's something you got to know. God still cares.
Thank you, Pastor.
Anytime.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father.
Father.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please help me.
Please help me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
My heart.
My heart.
My soul.
My soul.
Please take
me. Please take
control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
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 Now. When you feel so alone,
although your heart is heavy,
and even in the midst of all of you, and when you're sick and tired of all the rain, remember that the rain won't last always, and in Christ Jesus you got so much to gain.
You see the trials come to make it, and the storms won't last.
Remember my brother, my sister, it's only temporary.
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, that's something you've got to know. God is still there.
We've been made to burn
and he told me to tell you.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Oh, yeah.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is. This WeTalkRadio.com. We're back. We're back. We're back in the building. Hello, man.
Hello, hello.
we're back, man. It's Gospel Night over here on the E-Man After Show. It's Father's Day on the E-Man After Show, and it's Juneteenth weekend. Juneteenth is tomorrow, June 19th.
Yes, it is.
We're celebrating June 19th on tomorrow. I want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network on tonight. All of you that's on the phone lines, we want to thank you guys for hanging out with on another Sunday night. Man, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Yes.
Man, we so appreciative to all of you that follow us. We want you to join the Kia D Unplugged show on tomorrow night. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Right.
You can check her hot top panel out on tomorrow night. Man, that show is unplugged. They be talking, they be having some good topics over there.
Right, right.
Yes, and so we appreciate all of you tonight, man.
Yes, make sure you guys tune in to the QD Unplugged show.
Yes.
Once again, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. If you would like to recognize your father, brother, if he's living or deceased, give press option 1 if you're standing by the phone line. We will bring you in on this evening. For those of you that are listening on the network, call in. Let us know how you would like to recognize your father on today.
Yes, and so, I mean, are they standing by the phone lines or not? Because we're getting ready to wrap this show up.
We finished to go.
You ready to go?
Well, you know, we're getting ready to wrap up very, very soon, but, you know.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes before we wrap this show up. But, man, we want to appreciate all of you. We want to thank all you guys that listen each and every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of great interviews we're getting ready to do. You know, we are be honored to, what is that, on the 29th of July,
mm-hmm.
We'll be down in Oklahoma for the Teachers Appreciation Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the TAF, the TF Award.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is where they honor this young man, Kareem Muhammad. We're getting ready to bring him to the Men to the Mentor Show, the E-Man After Show. We'll be interviewing him. That's coming up in July the 29th. You know, he do a big thing that it's almost like a big red carpet thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
They celebrate teachers and honor all the workers in this district. And he's been doing it now for a while. We talked to him last year. And this year, we are honored to be a part of that particular event that's going on down in Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
That's July the 29th, I believe, the 22nd. One of them, I got to look at the calendar. But we'll be interviewing him, I think, next Sunday night.
All right. Yeah.
You know, Kareem Muhammad, if you're out there listening, he's coming to the Men to the Mentor Show. Then he's coming to the E-Man After Show in the month of July. So we got a full-packed calendar we got going on. We got so much going on, and we've been ripping and running, but we ain't tired yet.
That's right.
You're tired, man? You got your running shoes on?
I have my running shoes on. They stay on.
Well, yeah, man, we had a blessed day on yesterday. We've been up. We just been going and going. And when I say we've been going and going, you know, it's a calendar thing. It's been now what, 3 years now. We work off a calendar.
Uh-huh.
You know, people used to say, "Oh, y'all ain't that busy." And like I was saying in the production meeting, we don't worry about that because you ain't on the inside, so you would never know anyway. But we work off a calendar, and we have turned down a lot of engagements this year. You know,
yes,
what I'm saying?
We have.
And turning down engagements, you know. It's, you know, people have a lot of stuff scheduled and a lot of stuff I don't think we can make, man. You know, I was talking to them. I was talking to some pastors today. I mean, what's today? Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we was talking about the Bible study on the E-Man After mm-hmm. Show. And, you know, it's amazing. I think I talked to 6 pastors. Every one of them want to teach, too. You know what I'm saying? And so now I'm going back to the desk there to see if how I'm going to really do this, because how many months we got left? 5 more months? 4 more months? We're in June? We're in June right now, right?
Yeah.
July, August, September, October, November, December. 6 more months?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I really checked to see how many pastors I had. I actually have 13 pastors left.
Oh, my.
In 6 more months. And I just have to go down the list because, you know, different ones were saying they would do it. So I was just kind of doing a follow-up. And they said, oh, yeah, what Sunday you want me to teach? And so now I'm trying to figure out, we'll probably be doing the Bible study start next month. We'll probably do 2 Bible studies to get everybody in.
Yeah.
We'll do one on the first Sunday night of the month,
uh-huh.
and we might do one at the end, or we might do them back-to-back. I'm not really for sure yet.
Okay.
But the only reason why me and them, I'm kind of juggling it like that is because, you know, since I've been committed to do it, and a few of them did call and ask me about it,
uh-huh.
And a lot of them I reached out to because, you know, I know a lot of pastors because I get to serve a lot of
right.
them. And they just honored to do it, and they think it's a great thing to do. And I start writing names down, and so they pick their month, and now we kind of closing in. And the whole concept of that is, in 2024, we're going to bring that segment back along with Deacon Fred Bell's segment.
Uh-huh.
We're going to pick one person out of all these Bible studies just to come on in 24 just to teach the whole year.
Right.
And
right.
if they, you know, can't make it one night, we'll have a fill-in or something like that. But we're going to kind of somewhat make that their segment where they just come on and they teach the Word of God every first Sunday of the month. And why? Because we live in an uncertain world now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Christian or not, You need the word of God.
That's right.
And don't really care what religion you practice. At the end of the day, you need God's word to make it.
Yes.
And we're gonna make that just a segment for one of these pastors that's teaching. I think it was someone told me. They said, "I tell you who won already." I said, "Well, they ain't won yet because I got a lot of more." I think it was Uncle Ricky. You uh-huh. know, they really enjoyed Pastor Ricky Lawton,
uh-huh.
and I mean, he blessed a lot. The feedback I got, he blessed a lot of people's heart,
right?
Because you know, he taught. You know, I love preacher teachers, those that teach. Uh-huh. I'm really bored by those that sit there and just teach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It takes a lot to hold my attention. Oh. And a lot of pastors bore me. And if you don't, I'm talking about me, you know, they really do. You got to really, because if you skill anyway,
uh-huh.
anyone would teach you, even in speech, they would teach you. In the first 2 minutes, the first two minutes of your introduction, you got to capture your audience.
That's true.
Else you'll lose your audience.
This is true.
And a lot of them get there, they rambling off, they talking about stuff. I be done turned you off. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you got to be, for me to sit there and listen to you, you got to be saying something. You got, you know, and so far, every one of them have came on. People have been inspired and all the great feedback. And so we're going to pick one of these pastors to come on, and they're going to teach for the year of 2024.
Right.
It'll be the Bible study on the E-Man after show, and we'll allow that teacher to, it may be a woman teacher.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're supposed to be teaching. I got you down on the list, down there. You know that, right?
You mentioned it. And,
I'm all for it, but
this is the, I'm wondering what spot is going to be suitable for me. Because we have so many people. We have the list.
Don't be trying to bag out.
No, I'm not. I'm ready. Listen, I am ready. But the list is long. So we will see. We will see.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I got you down on the list. I seen your name. I said, that's right. I forgot I put men on the list, too.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you about that.
Well, you mentioned it before in the past. You didn't tell me you actually put me on the list, but you did mention it.
Well, you think I was just asking you?
Well, the list is, listen, that list is so
you
long.
You committed anyway. You
from
said,
12
oh,
months.
I do it, E-Man. I will absolutely
uh-huh. will do it. But the list is so long. You have 12 months, right?
Right, right.
All these different people names you have written down. I'm like, okay.
So you figured you was out of it, huh?
I kind of figured I was out of it. I was like, well, okay.
No, I got you. Down there on the list, and if you want to bail out, you can. You know that one name I could take off the list. That's one name I could take off the list if you want to bail out. But you up for it?
I am. I'm definitely up for it.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll get with you. You know, in our production meeting, I'll let you know, and you let me know which month you want. I figure out what month you want to do it.
Okay. Because
I'm quite sure somebody want to hear you teach anyway.
They don't think you.
You know, I had an opportunity to hear you teach, and you know, I've been in a couple of services where you talk, and you know, you can deliver that word. You know, you be trying to come on with it, Dr. Amanda.
God be the glory. God be the glory.
And trust me, even over there on the men, and we got 2 minutes before we wrap this show up. Even on the men, the Mentor International, you guys just came out of your master class. You know, a lot of people don't know you could teach, man. But you're a little fireball over there. Y'all be coming on with it. And so she's skilled, and she's been trained, and she know that God's word. And see, this is what confused a lot of people, Mandy. Mm-hmm. What you do and who you are totally two different things.
So true.
And a lot of people are mistaken because we get on the air and 1 minute I may say hell and the next minute I may say praise God. And so uh-huh. they get confused.
Right.
You know, what I do and who I am is totally two different things. I got God in my life. Uh-huh. You understand? My name right now is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Right.
You understand? And so since my name is written, I know who I am in God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that ain't what I do. You know, I do a whole lot of other stuff, and I'm good with it, and God is good with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right
and
now.
So, because, you know, a lot of people are tripping you up. You run around here, you know, and I don't even want to get in there because it's Father's Day.
It is Father. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers.
I just don't want you to bail out on me.
Why would I bail out on teaching? Absolutely have a passion. A God-given passion to teach. I love to teach. As a matter of fact,
Well, you can't
this
be bored because I turned you off.
This coming up Saturday, I will be teaching.
Oh, will you? Oh, that's
yeah,
right. That's
we have
right.
A, yeah, with the Daughters of Zion out in Plano.
Right, right.
So, yeah, women's tea. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah, tell us a little bit, just a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we'll be out, and it's a ministry called Daughters of Zion,
mm-hmm.
and it's the overseer is Dr. Tamara Thomas,
mm-hmm.
and she invited me to come out this Saturday for a women's tea, and where the women they're gonna come out to the event hall, and they're going to have brunch, drink tea or juice or whatever the case may be, and we're going to deliver a word, and it's going to be on love.
Okay.
On love, self-care and self-love,
Right, right.
From what the way I see it, E-Man, is a lot of times we are givers and we are nurturers as women, and we give out and we're constantly giving. And sometimes as the caretakers, we forget about ourselves.
Right, right.
And sometimes it's important for us to pull back and pour into us.
Right.
And focus on self-care, because if not, we will be sifted and we will be weakened. But that's a little bit about what,
you're going to be teaching about.
I don't know if that's what I'm going to teach about, but it's about love and self-care.
Yeah. Well, they kind of alluded to what they were saying yesterday in the session that we was in. You got to take care of yourself as a man.
Right.
We've been preaching that sermon on the E-Man After Show, even just through your health. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't no good for nobody if you ain't healthy.
You know what? And, mm-hmm. and people pulling on a person
constantly yes.
I used to hear years ago about how it will affect one's health.
Oh, for sure.
So I remember in my home church, in our classes, they would teach like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it will. It certainly will. It's important for us as individuals, whether it's female or male, to sometimes pull back and have self-care. If it's relaxation,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what it is, but if it's beneficial for the body, because the body needs to be rejuvenated.
And because that's exactly what Bishop Jakes was talking about yesterday. You being a man, they want you to be everybody's hero.
Right.
You're there for everybody. Everybody, you're a problem solver for
uh-huh.
everybody. You everybody want money from you. Everybody wants your time.
Yes.
Everybody want everything. And if you don't realize it, you'll hit that brick wall, because you'll study giving out, but no one is giving to you.
Yes.
People are making deposits, mm-hmm. but making withdrawals, but nobody's depositing in you. And if you don't understand that,
mm-hmm.
and know when to, and one thing that I loved at what he said yesterday, it's okay to say no. And man, when he said that, I thought to throw a shoe up there on him. Because a lot of times, man, when you say no to certain people or when you say no to individuals, they make it personal. It's not personal.
It's not personal.
So it's okay if someone invited you to dinner and you say, I ain't going to be able to make that dinner engagement.
Mm-hmm.
It don't mean nothing. It's just that I'm not going to be able to make it. It's nothing that you need to read into.
Right.
I don't have to feel good, like he was saying, give yourself permission. You don't have to explain yourself.
That's right. Although, mm-hmm. Although we, desire to support many people, and I mm-hmm. say we, I'm talking about people that minister, whatever you may do. Right?
Right, 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 right.
You desire to support many people, but I think sometimes people, they do not know how to differentiate your assignment from friendships and
uh-huh.
things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and it's okay, I feel like as friends, you should be supportive, but not all assignments that a friend may want you to participate in is for you. And that's okay. And I had to, E-Man,
mm-hmm.
establish boundaries in my life.
Right, right.
And just because people knew me, especially the work of ministry as a prophet,
mm-hmm.
I remember people, they would call me, and I would go out on, these trips, like evangelizing, right, in
right,
churches.
Right.
And it came a day, E-Man, where I had to truly establish boundaries. What am I saying? Where God is sending me, I'm going, but not every invite is established by God. And it's okay. It can be a good thing, but not necessarily in God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not necessarily be a God thing, because God may not have called me for that assignment. So I had to differentiate the difference. Just because you're my friend and I love you and I respect you, I can't be the yes woman. I have to go where it's permitted for me to go. When we're in ministry, mm-hmm. that is very, very important, because where God send you, his spirit will bag you and will cover you.
Right.
And where God send you, people's lives will be truly transformed versus just words are good, but versus hearing a word and getting that feeling for the moment. We want true encounters.
Right, and that's in ministry that you're talking about. But
yes, but I said that because we were talking about the...
I get it, but I'm, as Bishop Jakes was explaining mm-hmm. it, just from a man perspective, you know, I ain't even got to have no reason. If I just say no, that's just, you know, I'm just saying no for whatever the reason that I need to say no, and it shouldn't be taken personally, because you may not see all the other stuff that I'm saying no to. You
right.
may not see all the other stuff that I have to do.
Yes.
And so... just in my own psyche and head, it just may be at that particular time that I need to say no, or I'm going to say no, because I already know what I got coming down mm-hmm. the pipe. I know how I'm breaking. I know when I, you know, what I'm pointing to. I mean, just like he was saying, he was talking about a family member. You know, he had got to the point every time this family member would call, he immediately knew what they wanted,
uh-huh.
you know, until he finally really told him, no, I'm not going to do that next time, so-and-so. And he was talking about you as a man, you don't have to explain yourself as a grown man. A person just sits up when you say no. You
that,
understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And he said, I ain't got to conjure it up and lie, you know, to
yes.
say nothing to you. No just mean no, you know, at this particular time, because he's saying the more I keep letting people keep pulling on me and making withdrawals and they're never depositing anything, for you know anything, you be so wore out, your health will be down, you know, and so
immunity yeah. it will weigh on the
mm-hmm.
immune system,
yeah.
you know, and then you find yourself taking like naps or laying around when normally
you
that's
talk about
not
that
you.
You're vibrant,
you
being
find,
energy. Yeah,
people notice that. They notice mm-hmm. the difference. They notice that spark isn't there anymore. But going back to the
mm-hmm.
you know, invites and things of that nature, what I don't like, Eman,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not against it. I wouldn't demonize a person, but I feel like people should not have to overly explain themselves.
Oh,
know?
I would.
Yeah, your yes be yes and your no be no.
Yeah.
And because if a person, when I approach people about certain things, and they tell me, Mandy, no, that's not something I can do, I just respect and keep moving.
Right, right.
I'm not standing there waiting on an explanation, because you don't owe me anything.
Right, 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 right.
You told me no, and out of respect, I respect your no.
Yeah.
And I've been told no.
Of course.
And that's how you know, that's when you're really going to know where a person really stands.
All right, right.
Is when you're able to say no and how they treat you after you deliver that no to them.
And so to all of you fathers out there that say no to your kids, because he was talking about that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know, you study giving your kids every time they need some. And as soon as you say no, you know, now everybody in the house got an attitude.
Or I mean, are you?
Because they feel entitled, you know. Mm-hmm.
That one no with kids sometimes, mm-hmm. it's like you forever said no.
Yeah.
That one no is like you've never done anything. And this generation is a very entitled generation.
Oh, man, what are you
very
talking
entitled.
About?
It's like you owe them something.
Yeah,
sometimes,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
And he alluded that in his message
it's
today.
Crazy.
Yeah, and so. You, as a man, you know, your job is saying one thing, and then you say, no, I ain't going to do that. One person give you a crazy directive that they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, no, I'm not doing that. You know, they just lose their doggone mind.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, you know, people don't respect no. Everybody look for you to say yes.
Yes.
And I think it was on another show we did. I share with on the African show that we do. That's why I share with the listener over there. It's power in saying no.
Yes.
You know, it trust me, you'll be liberated if you learn how to say no.
That's
you don't have
right.
to say, you stop being a, I use the word yes, nigga, and I use the word yes, man. You know, everybody's a yes, man, especially in Christo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just act like they can't say no.
If that's what approves you to be a child of God, you know,
mm-hmm.
if yes, saying yes to everybody makes you a Christian, if saying yes to everybody speaks to your character, that is so not true. A lot of times when a person finds it hard to say no, it's because they're a people pleaser.
Yes,
and
yes.
A lot of times their stagnant a lot
right,
because
right.
worrying about what people think.
Right, right.
When whether I say yes or no, it doesn't determine how that particular person may feel about you. They just have a reason for saying yes or no.
And so to all of you that are sitting around the network listening on tonight, enjoying these kind of conversations, because we always around the domino table.
Right.
To that elderly man, to that young man, to that middle man, develop the power of saying no. It don't take it personally. Mm-hmm. You know, study yourself. You know, when you're tired, you know, your wife may ask you to do something. Mm-hmm. No, babe, I can't do that today. You understand? Let me get back to that. No, I'm not going to do that. You don't do it ugly.
Right.
You know.
I was going to, mm-hmm, yeah. Because mm-hmm. some of us are like matter-of-fact people, right?
Right.
When we say something, we say it. The way we say it, it's just yeah. very blunt.
Yeah. Right, right.
This is what we just stand on it. We don't move. But it's nothing wrong with adding a little spice to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, we don't need
tactfulness. It's nothing wrong with being tactful sometimes.
Right, right.
You know, no, I can't make it. I have other obligations and things of that nature is okay.
Right.
But we definitely sometimes need to just be considerate, you know, and be mindful of our tones and the way we speak. I know for me,
no,
can,
you know, and a lot
me
of
personally,
a lot
I
of people,
very,
man,
I can be very direct, you know,
a lot. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but a lot of people don't understand polite.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't, you know, I'm not with that. How can we say it since we're around the domino table? I might say no. You know, because people have select hearing.
Yes.
And so if I said no the last time and you asked me again, either you didn't realize that I said no. So I may say no. I may say no again. But if you ask me another, if I say, well, hell no. You know, if I say hell no, you'll hear that. You
right,
understand
right.
what I'm saying? Damn, didn't I tell you I wasn't going to do that? You'll hear that. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because...
That's true, though.
And it happens in every family.
Yeah.
It happens in every church. It happens
kids.
In every business. People hear what they want to hear. You know, if a person give you a directive, you know, people tone change because I done already said no. And now I got to say damn for you to realize that I meant no. That means you heard what you wanted to hear,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't want to accept what I said, but you got focused on the damn,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't get focused on the no.
I think about
mm-hmm.
children.
Mm-hmm.
When you said that, I think about children because when children, you know, a child may ask for something. You'd be like, no, baby, you know, not right now. But, Mom, can I have some ice cream? The minute you get firm,
mm-hmm.
they get stiff. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right,
they go
somewhere
and sit down, you know, but as long as you're just being super nice, oh, no, sweetie, no, baby.
Right,
you know, they just continuously ask for these things, you know, and
right.
then the minute you get stern or just kind of get a little rough with them, then they go somewhere and sit down. They leave you alone because they know Mama's not playing or Daddy's not playing now.
And all that's good in it's good to be firm.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be, you know, stop. And this to all my polite people out there that you want to be polite about everything. You know, that has its place.
It does.
It has its place. But that don't work a whole lot of times. And why? Because at the end of the day, you know, people, they good. And, you know, we're heard all around the globe. So this is blessing somebody's heart.
Uh-huh.
And you take this with a grain of salt. You know, you got to study people. You got to watch people. But at the end of the day, you know, don't be a people pleaser. Don't let people use you for you know, some people only contact you or call you when they need you for something.
Right.
After that, then you ain't going to hear from them. You understand what I'm saying?
That's true.
And so
it's
just like Bishop Jakes was sharing with us in the men's meeting. We as men, a lot of times, we'll hold a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And holding a lot of that, especially when you're talking about in marriage, you hold so much in until this is where you get frustrated and you take the trash out and you keep it moving.
Right.
Because you done heal all of that toxic in you and you won't be real with yourself because you think you're a Christian and you can't be real.
Uh-huh.
And so because I think God in this hour is giving everybody the license to be human because people are still not trying to be human.
Right.
And so for men, real men, you know, our frustration and it comes from, you know, language.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding each other's language.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You might be polite. you may have a position where you speak, but does it have any authority and weight to it?
Right. I think it depends on the person. Like mm-hmm. I consider my source basically.
Mm-hmm.
So who I'm speaking with, I consider how they are, their character, how they take filter things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's someone that I know that, you know,
just crazy,
just easily offended, mm-hmm. easily crushed, then of course I'm very, I try to be very tactful. Now, if it's someone that's a little bullheaded and they're just going to have their way and, you know, it's like they don't hear you, then that's the person you just have to be really, really firm with. But mm-hmm. I really consider my source, you know, when I am communicating with people. What I love about, and if we're going to go, let me just build an example though about this note here.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about when it comes to like shows and things of that nature
mm-hmm.
is that you are my producer, right?
Right, right.
And sometimes people are like, Mandy, won't you join our show over here and talk about X, Y, and Z? You're my producer. So as my producer, they have to go through you.
Right, right.
So for me, I don't have to worry about the note, right? I don't have to worry about it. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I don't have to. And I love that. I absolutely love that email.
Well, you make the final decision because I talk to you.
I do make the decision, but you have to go back with the answer.
Right.
And I absolutely love that because at the end of the day, so many people reach us out about different things
mm-hmm.
and I'm just not up for a lot of the answers are going to be no due to scheduling.
Right.
And I'm just not really up for just repeating myself with the no. And a lot of times, and not only that, but a lot of times you wish you could say yes, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there's a lot of times just certain people, like we had this podcast reach out not too long ago
mm-hmm.
and I really wanted to say yes, but due to scheduling, I could not. So you had to go back with the no.
Right.
So with that being said, because some people some people would, a no is cause for, but some people you may have a soft spot in your heart for what they're doing, right? And you want to partake, but you just absolutely cannot partake. So with that being said, I don't, in this aspect of things,
mm-hmm.
I do not have to say no because I have you.
Oh, wow.
You can say no, you know. And so, yes, I mean, it's not dirty. It's just, it's what needs to be done. And so I love it when it's that way.
Well,
now, there's other things, like, mm-hmm. you know, that I, you know, when it comes to ministry and things of that nature, I have to, you know, I have to say no too, but no is,
well,
no.
I'm going to say it like this here. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's ministry. I mm-hmm. don't care what it is. At the end of the day, I'm not here to pacify your emotions. I think too many people worry about the other person's emotion. I just feel like, hell, you'll get over it. You'll eventually get over it.
It's true.
And let me make this point because mm-hmm. I know we're getting ready to wrap up, Mandy. We're not called, no, none of us are called to pacify other people. Going to feel
right.
what they want to feel
right.
if you say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nobody's position to worry about how people take things emotionally,
mm-hmm.
how they process. Because this is what he was telling us men on yesterday. Too many of you men worry about other people's feelings and their emotions.
Right.
You know, you gotta get out of it. And of course, I've been sitting up under Bishop Jakes for 27 years, up under a lot of this great teaching.
Uh-huh.
I don't, you listen, you can be emotional about it. You can
right.
get in your feelings about it.
Right.
I just like he did the illustration today, people watching your facial expressions, making assumptions, watching your facial expression,
uh-huh.
making assumptions because where they think you should be smiling, you just sitting there looking at them. You understand?
And
your mind ain't even on none of that.
Yes.
You know, and so exactly. what are we saying is, you know, I got thick skin in this.
Uh-huh.
And if you feel a certain way after I said no, I just say, well, hell, you'll get over it. I don't care if you feel a certain way about it at all. Why? Because first of all, I'm a grown man,
uh-huh.
and I take that you should be grown
uh-huh.
at the end of the day. And if you all down in your feelings because somebody said no to, because like he even said on yesterday, you'll know a true friend if you do say no.
I do agree with that.
You understand what I'm saying? Because a close friend won't even go, okay, well, maybe next time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I have a good friend right now, mm-hmm. man. That's my girl. We do have our breakfasts together, mm-hmm. our lunch dates together.
Oh, yeah, I know, man.
That's my girl. But, I mean, there's a lot of things that she has going on that I do not partake in, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
She does not partake in any of Mandy the Mentor. She's done some things in the past.
Right.
But she does not partake in any of Mandy the Mentor stuff. International stuff,
right?
And I'm not offended by it. That's still my girl. Mm-hmm. We still have our lunch dates. We still have our breakfasts. When she have things going on with her organization, I'm not present. We're still friends, E-Man. Now, let me say this, going mm-hmm. back to my point from earlier, in my heart, there's a lot of things that I would like to be, I mean, I wouldn't, if I didn't have things going on, I would probably be a part of, you know, because she's doing some great things,
right.
you know, and I would be a part. But due to what I am doing, and, you know, E-Man, we have multiple things going on due to scheduling, I cannot be a part of it. But that does not affect our friendship. And it goes both ways, because there's a lot of things with Mandy the Mentor International she cannot be a part of, mm-hmm. but it does not on our friendship. We're still friends, and we are truly friends, you know. And
I get.
And people see us, and they see us in different places, and they're like, where is Mandy? Where is this person? I know in the back of their mind, they are thinking like, but they don't come out and support each other. I know people think that
because
automatically feel like because you are someone's friend, you, although I do feel like friends show up for one another. So don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but people sometimes feel like just because you're friends, automatically that person is going to be there. Where a lot of times there's a reason why that person isn't there. They're not there because they're tilting their own field.
Ladies and gentlemen that's on the phone lines on the network, you say, well, why that discussion on Father's Day? When we have these kind of conversations, because the E-Man After Show is about being around the domino table and keeping it 100 and keeping it real and having all kind of conversations, you know, it's a lot of you and your families you haven't learned how to say no to. And then when you say no, people cap our attitude, even in your own family.
That's true.
It's a lot of people in the church community. That's where the biggest problem is,
mm-hmm.
because people feel like they're supposed to say yes. Develop the power of saying no.
Nope.
To those of you around the network, it's a lot of people that you'll get some deliverance and not take it personally. It's not a personal thing. Why are we talking about this on Father's Day? Because some father have told they loved ones no,
uh-huh.
and they got an attitude. And you know, they probably ain't probably told them no before Father's Day. You know, called and wanted to borrow some money from their daddy, and their daddy or they some man in their life, and they said no, and they done kept the attitude.
Daddy have given them money back to back, and that one time he said no.
Mm-hmm. And so
all of that went out the window. A lot of times that happens, you know,
mm-hmm.
where the gratitude isn't there, where it's that one time. It's like daddy's been there. If I call daddy for money, daddy has given, he has given, he has given. And the one time he's like, no, I can't do this, then it's like everything he's done up until that point has been forgotten.
Right, right.
It has been forgotten, you know.
Right, and so we have these kind of conversations because I guarantee you those people, everybody that's listening on the network, can see themselves in this conversation.
Yes.
And so if you one of them type, and people say, well, E-Man, y'all be hard on the church people because them most of the time are the worst. The church try to make it be about the world a lot of times, mm-hmm. but it's really about the church community a lot of times. That's where a lot of the issue is. Why? Because being in church, it ain't nothing but a big sick hospital anyway. You know, that's the only reason why you're in church, because you need Jesus, you need healing, you need deliverance. And so when you come to the church and when you come in the community of church, you coming in because you got a lot of stuff wrong with you.
Right.
And so when you got all that in the church, I don't care how you portray and say you save and all that, it's still a whole lot of issues. Why? Because we've grown. People go through menopause. They're going uh-huh. through all kind of ups and downs. They're going through traumas in life. And you bring that in the church, and just because you get saved, that stuff don't go away.
Right, and there's freedom.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, because mm-hmm. there is freedom in transparency.
Yes, and there's, a lot of people don't like to be free.
Let me say this. There's a time. Let me say this, though. because I want to be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
I never, ever tell anybody to just go out there and tell your business. Absolutely not. There's times where you're there to encourage and you're there only to encourage.
Mm-hmm.
But there's times where you're there and it's going to take us to open up certain parts of our lives to in order for somebody to be encouraged so that they can identify with where we are. And a lot of times we feel like we have to look strong and we have to look a
certain
way.
Yeah, he talked about that yesterday.
But the power is in the humility. The power is in opening up, allowing people into our world, those things that we've never told anybody.
Right,
you know,
right.
Because there's somebody that's sitting out there that's listening. They're going through something that you've never told anyone. They need to know that somebody's able to identify. They need to know that somebody is experiencing this human life, you know.
Right, right.
And everything is not super spiritual, right?
Right, right.
And so for me, it's a beautiful thing when somebody comes up and they say, Mandy, you spoke about this, and this is something I'm going through, and thank you because this helped me, versus me standing there and just, you know, giving the word of God, which is great, right?
Right.
But nobody is being free. We need liberty, and liberty is through the power of the testimony, the real, the authentic testimony.
And that testimony is being real and being yourself. And so we got to get ready to wrap this show up, man. I tried to take it to 11 o'clock. I be killing you, though. Yeah, I mean, I sneak
sometimes
that.
Sometimes he do. Sometimes I be like, okay.
Well, you know, I try to sneak it in. You know, what I do, I start engaging in a conversation and see if you can really go this long.
No.
I know you can do it, too.
What?
see how we did that? It's already 11 o'clock because, you know, we trying to do a couple of hours of content, Mandy. But we want to appreciate all of you around the globe. We want to appreciate all of you that's on the network. But the strangest thing, Mandy, we lost a few callers, but the strangest thing, people sit there and listen.
They do.
You know why? Because I'm going to keep it real.
Uh-huh.
And especially after yesterday, I've been encouraged on yesterday. But I'm going to be me doing it.
Yes.
I ain't saying you got to do it that
yes.
way. I'm good with the way you do, whoever you are out there on the network.
Yes.
Whatever way you do, you do you. But I definitely ain't finna let you manipulate me for me not to be me.
Right.
I'm going to be me.
Right.
You understand? If it's on the air or off the air. And so that's power in liberty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I stay stress-free, because I just going to get it off. I ain't finna try to be polite about a whole lot of stuff. I'm talking about E-Man.
But that's your makeup. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if it's my makeup. Some people just make you go there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you be trying to be polite, but sometimes people think you stupid and they try to play you,
mm.
and you know they playing you. You know, I just don't like – I know people today,
mm-hmm.
you already know what they doing.
Right.
Just because you ain't said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't stupid. I know exactly what you're doing. I just, you know, don't say nothing but just to give you the benefit of the doubt.
See, now mm-hmm. me, I'm a little...
We got 1 minute, man. We got to wrap up.
I'm a little different because...
Well, we'll have to finish this conversation. We'll have to finish this because we got to go, Mandy. We're running out of time. We want to thank all of you guys that joined us on tonight. It's been Father's Day. It's been Gospel Night. And it's been Juneteenth. And we got to wrap this show up, Mandy. We want to thank all of you that joined us. Mandy, I got a thought for tonight that I want to... for the E-Man after show. And I'm calling it the E-Man thought for tonight. You want to hear this thought, Mandy?
Yep.
you over there because you didn't get to. We got to wrap it. I got 1 minute to wrap this up. Don't confuse being seen as getting noticed. That's my thought for tonight. Let me repeat that. Don't confuse being seen as getting noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that's been a great show of the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all of you guys. We got to get on up out of here. Join us next Sunday night. So, Mandy, let's thank
B.I.G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everybody.
Be blessed. Good night, everybody. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.